Blog Talk Radio.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand
persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions.
Ooh,
and now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy!
Well, hello, everybody. This is Coach Anna McCoy and my sidekick, Ms. Shauna Stallworth. We're excited to be with you today. Woo! No, let me tell you, it's exciting to, number one, we've been talking about the power of attitude, goals, and actions throughout this month, and I want to spend a little bit of time on some of those areas. When we think about our attitude, we think about the power of attitude, Shauna. We talk about the power of your goals and also actions, and our topic today is really the energy to achieve. We've been talking about that earlier this month or this week about energy and what does energy mean. But before we get started, we want to just share with you to visit our website at womanactnow.com and consider becoming a member. Give us a call at 877-751-5700 and we'll have a little conversation with you and tell you how powerful and how beneficial it would be and how much it would profit your life to be a part of Woman Act Now. So, Shauna, what do you got for the people today? Any announcements or things you might want to share?
Well, we're just excited that you guys have joined us on today. For those of you who are watching who may be members, I just want to keep you encouraged that all of our monthly meetings for this month have been canceled, but not to worry because we are coming in full force at the beginning of the year, starting in January. We're going to have some awesome things coming down the pike. Stay tuned to all of the Woman Act Now activity because it will continue as normally scheduled for our Empowered by WAN Tuesdays, for our conversations with Coach, our Mentor Me calls, and then for those of you who certainly follow us spiritually, you can also join us for JBEF International Fellowship Bible Study on Tuesday nights as well. And for those of you who may not be members, you can certainly join in on all of the good stuff, as Coach mentioned, by joining this awesome organization by visiting our website at www.womanactnow.com. Back to you, Coach.
All right, so let's get started. We want to encourage you, too, if you're carrying an iPhone or an Android or you got a mobile phone, you can visit our website at womanactnow.com, and you can find out more on how you can begin to follow Woman Act Now and listen, read the blogs, get the announcements. You can follow us on your mobile and consider becoming a member because we're going to help you to really begin to achieve your goals. So let's get right into our subject matter on today, which is the energy to achieve. So I want to talk about this word energy. What does it really mean? When you think about energy, we think of energy in the form of electricity, maybe in the form of thermal fuel. Oftentimes we use the word energy when we think of fuel. Fuel must be converted. The thing about energy is energy can neither be created nor can it be destroyed. Mm-hmm. But what ultimately happens, that energy actually, it begins to deplete. The energy depletes. You know, you'll have so much energy, like, for instance, with a battery. There's so much energy in a battery that it's going to give the power that it needs over a period of time, and ultimately that energy will deplete. Mm. And so when we think about energy, you need energy to achieve your goals and your objectives in life. And what's so amazing about that is that oftentimes when we talk about energy, you know, we hear words like, I'm so overwhelmed, I'm so tired, I'm exhausted. And what was amazing about doing 15 Minutes to Destiny, did you get any feedback on our 15 Minutes to Destiny this past Monday?
You know what? I heard some of the ladies when they were saying, you know, that's just what I needed. I didn't have any energy.
Yeah, and so what do you think they're really saying? Shauna, how do we convert that word energy into something else? What are they saying to us when ooh, I really needed that.
You know what? I believe sometimes that it's just basically that there's something that is sapping the brain food from their dreams and visions.
Yes.
When you start thinking about what it takes. We've been talking about what it takes to finish it all year.
Yes.
And when we think about the task, we always talk about woman think. It takes 60 seconds to walk out, figure out how many steps it'll take for you to be able to move that goal forward.
Absolutely.
Maybe they have just ran out of the thought process. Something has taken them away from being focused on that goal, and not so much as focus, but being able to put in the time to focus on it and then to get refueled so that they can actually take those steps that they've learned or written down from that woman think process.
Well, you know, it's so interesting you say that because so many people get so exhausted,
mm-hmm.
you know, and when I hear, for instance, one of the ladies I talked to afterwards, she had an opportunity, she wasn't on the call. In fact, she made a comment and says, well, I'm not getting on that call because
mm-hmm.
I just don't have the energy to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was telling her husband, I am just so tired, I'm so exhausted, I'm so overwhelmed. And then he said, well, you need to listen to that 15 Minutes of Destiny call. She puts that call on, and in the background, he said, amen, Coach Anna, amen. She over here talking about she don't have no energy. Because the message was, you need energy to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's start talking about a little bit about when we think of this word energy, how it really impacts our ability to be our very best at mm-hmm. any particular time. And I know that oftentimes that one question, you know, when I don't feel like doing something,
mm-hmm.
I ask myself, do I have the energy to do it?
Mm-hmm.
If I have the energy, and we've got to figure out where is that energy coming from,
mm-hmm.
the energy is in me. It's already
mm-hmm.
there, but I have to choose to use it. You know, I got to choose to
right.
focus that energy towards that particular task, that particular requirement at that particular moment.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we think about energy, I want to talk about four different types of energy, and one of them was the energy when we think about energy draining.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what does that mean? I had an opportunity to talk to my coach Hollinsworth, just musing over this whole idea
mm-hmm.
of energy and what is energy and the second law of thermodynamics, what does that mean? That as a source moves, as something moves away from its source, then
mm-hmm.
that entropy or that degrading process begins to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to be our very best, we have to think of it that way. Who is your source?
Mm-hmm.
So before we even get into these areas of energy,
mm-hmm.
I want to ask the question, what are you plugging into?
That's right.
And when you think about, hey, I'm plugging into this or I'm plugging into that, the question is, who is your source?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've taught the teaching of the because principle.
Mm-hmm.
Who's pushing you? You know, Shauna, why did you move? Because. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
We were at Vertical Leap. He did that same example with
mm-hmm.
you. Why did you move? Because.
Mm-hmm.
Because what? Because what's your source? Who is your source?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the question that we have to ask when we think about the energy to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing isn't about determining where my energy or who's getting my energy,
mm-hmm.
how's my energy being depleted. The real
right.
question is, who is your source?
Right.
And so as we begin to talk about these four different things, I want to talk about them from the perspective of who is your source and where are you getting this energy to achieve what you want in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one, when we think of energy draining, it's really, what are you plugging into?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you think about that, your energy must be converted. And when we think about energy draining, remember, energy can neither be created nor destroyed. So the energy is there. It's in you. You're passionate one day, but you're totally lost the next day.
Mm-hmm.
You have hills and valleys. You don't know what's going on, where you might be. So at the end of the day, you have to ask yourself, what am I really plugging into and what's my source? So when I think about energy draining, I'm really thinking, what happens to you when the energy you put out or the energy you give to someone
mm-hmm.
does not return or is not met with an equal or greater return?
Mm-hmm.
We know what happens. Mm-hmm. We begin to feel drained. We
began
to feel bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the kinds of words that we hear, tired,
mm-hmm.
I'm exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do this anymore.
Right.
I don't want to be a part of this.
Mm-hmm.
All of those are the words that we're not associating with energy.
Mm-hmm. That there's no benefit to me to continue to do this.
Yes, we see no what? Benefit. And there is no what? Energy. We can't relate anymore. You know, the lights are out.
Mm-hmm.
We have gone black, you know, and to expect, guess what? In those energy draining situations, we also become what we call flatliners.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were just a flatliner, you would be dead because you don't have what? Energy. So when you think about that, the objective is that when I say energy draining, I'm asking this question, what are you plugging into? Because sometimes you can plug into something and it's not the proper voltage.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, my cell phone, I got a hold to a plug that shorted my cell phone because it either had too much power or too little power.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure which one it was. I just know after I plugged into that outlet, when I unplugged, all I could hear was this kind of this vibration in the phone. When I'm on a conversation, I hear this short that's going through the phone. So I know something happened when I was plugged into a source that was probably not compatible to what my needs are. So when we think about who we are and what we do, are we in compatible, like relationships? You know, can I plug into you and still be safe? Can I plug into you and still be whole? Can I plug into you and get the empowerment that I need to be the person that I am?
Mm-hmm.
So what benefit, like you said, does it provide for me to plug into you if you're not going to meet my need?
Right.
And so when we think about energy draining, it is when you're in a situation where you really can't convert the energy you have to its highest possible good. Are its highest possible use. Something is becoming a bottleneck to your ability to be your best. You know, most of us are embarrassed to shine. Most of us are embarrassed to let your little light shine, you know, to really be at the fullness of where you are. So we accept the relationships, we accept situations that really make us be less than who we are. And I call that energy draining. Are you going to stay there? Are you going to stay plugged in to those environments, people, places, things in your life that continue to what? Drain your energy. Or, and another word for energy is power. That's what we associated energy with. Whether it's energy, we get green energy, whether we get light, power, it's all kind of interconnected. That's how we see it. So when we think about that area of energy draining, it has to be something that we make a decision to change our power source. Because we are plugging in and we are allowing people to plug into us. Are there people in your life that are plugging into you that, you know what, they're requiring way too much power, way too much energy than you can afford to give? In Woman Act Now, I talk about dream busters. And these energy drainers, these are energy sappers, because you need energy to produce. That word energy is defined as the ability to perform work. Work is action, it's activity, it's operational. It means that you're going to do something to transact, to be involved, that there's movement going on, there's something occurring, but you're not flat. And so when you think about these areas of energy draining, is it toxic relationships? Is it procrastination? Because, you know, somebody's looking from the outside in saying, well, other people, but I want to encourage you that if you're in a place of procrastination or doubt in your life, then you know what? We've got a real issue. We've got a real problem, and that is maybe, or that may be draining your energy. So the next one is energy comfort. And I think in this area of energy comfort is where we are in our comfort zone. You know, you have the capacity to take more power. You've got the capacity to use more energy, but you're just comfortable. You want to operate on what we call, it's like when you pull up to the tank, to the gas station. If we were to use fuel, because fuel is energy, it must be the octane has to be converted by an engine, just like food is energy. It converts to energy into your body. So when you think about the energy comfort, some of us, you know, it's like pulling up to the gas station, and I'm going to get 89 octane. There are three different ones. I mean, 87, 89, and 93.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think about that energy comfort, I know that if I can run on 87, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I need 93? That's the question. Why do I need more if I can perform, if I can do just enough to get by? Why are you pushing me, Coach Anna?
Mm-hmm.
That's enough. Enough already. I call that energy comfort. And guess what? I know eventually, guess what? That car, that old car you got, eventually going to die. And you're going to have to look at some other opportunities. So I'm banking on the fact that eventually you will be tired of doing the same old thing day in and day out, behaving the same way, making poor choices. Eventually, you know what? Your pain tolerance is going to become so unbearable that you're going to want to move it to the next level, that you're going to be hungry to find an opportunity or an answer for somebody to help you move your life to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about energy comfort, you can stay there as long as you want, because you know what? You'll keep reinforcing those limiting beliefs that I can't do it. I'll never be able to do it. My mama didn't do it. My daddy didn't do it. I'm not smart enough. I'll have to keep doing or keep achieving in order to become or to do.
Mm-hmm.
So when we think about that, at the end of the day, that energy comfort is an area that we have to begin to take a look at, because energy comfort causes one. This is that area where I think that when we talk about change and we talk about the evolution of change in the book, that, you know what, the only time people start to change is that they have to stop their current behavior and do something different.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about guilt being the energy for personal change, and this starts to happen in that place of comfort. That, you know what, you're tired of living like this. You're tired of not achieving your goals. You're tired of making excuses. So eventually, guilt becomes a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
What we call procrastination again, what we call self-doubt, self-limiting beliefs, we start to execute on those things and just kind of get in this cycle and can't ever seem to break it. But the one thing about change is, first of all, change is what we call, we have crisis change. Some of us get out of it real quick.
Mm-hmm.
We move out of that energy comfort. We find the right people. We find the right resources. We find the right tools in order to move ourselves out of that, because a crisis has occurred in our lives. And guess what? You can't afford to stay there anymore. Mm-hmm. You can't afford to keep doing what you've been doing. It's no longer comfortable for you because that crisis has caused you to wake up and to pay attention. So then the next part of change comes when we think about the evolution of change. It's called, it evolves. It evolves. Like, eventually, you know, things are changing, and all of a sudden you look around and say, you know what, I'd better change because I might get left behind. So that comfort zone, again, becomes uncomfortable. No longer can you live that way. No longer can you exist in that space because you become uncomfortable. Then we have that third one. This is one that I love. When we think about energy comfort, you're in the comfort zone, but somehow, some way, a person, an activity, an incident comes in your life that really, it just evokes vision in your life.
Mm-hmm.
It helps you to see something you hadn't seen before, that again, you become what? Uncomfortable. That no longer can I live in this place of energy comfort where things are just okay, that I'll just do just enough, that I will get by, because you have an inward vision, and that inward vision will cause you and give you the energy to change.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you love it?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's good. That was just like downloading right then.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But that gives you the energy to change, and that's having an inward vision of a future possibility.
Mm-hmm.
whether you tap into your imagination, whether you go through the I factor. And I was amazed that, you know, I'm not just preaching this, but I'm trying to live it as best as I can. And going through my goals and objectives, when we talked about the power of attitude, that your attitude can change everything,
mm-hmm.
and that the power of attitude really enables you to see things differently,
yes.
so that you can be open to making those changes in your life. And
yes.
so when we think about our goals and our objectives, we need energy to get it done. And you got to keep asking yourself, do I have the energy? And I already want you to know that, yes, you do. The energy already exists. You don't have to look for it. You don't have to. It's not guesswork.
Nope.
It's already in you. But what's so powerful about these four principles, as I'm kind of just walking you through, my husband calls it slow walking a man, just slow walking you through this process,
mm-hmm.
to think about your energy. Number one was energy drainers. What are those things in your life? What have you plugged into that is depleting your power source?
Mm-hmm.
Because the only way that power source, if you take a rechargeable battery, eventually, and that's how we are as people,
mm-hmm.
we are rechargeable. We have energy. We have all the makings. We have all of the things we need. We have all of the ingredients. We have all of the DNA,
mm-hmm.
all of those things that says, I am energy, I am energetic, I am enthusiastic. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, going through the daily walk of life, you start to lose what?
Energy.
But you're rechargeable. So that's where these next two come in, that you have to provide an opportunity or a circle of influence that can begin to recharge your source, to recharge that energy in
mm-hmm.
your life. And so we call it energy empowerment. And I know you've heard this word empowerment, but I want to give you, paint a picture. And if you were a cistern, you know, a cistern, it holds water.
Okay.
It's like a jar. You know, it's not a free-flowing river. It's not a stream that's moving. It's a cistern, and it holds water.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, over time, water actually evaporates.
Yes.
Okay? So in order for that water to remain pure or to remain active, that cistern, if you leave it to itself, it will start to deplete and to diminish.
Mm-hmm.
It will become stale. It will get odors. It
mm-hmm.
will probably build algae. All of the worst things of life
mm-hmm.
are probably going to develop in that cistern, in that jar, if you just leave water to itself. And I know that water looks clear, but put it in a glass and just leave it there. Leave it there for a month and see what happens to the water.
It ages.
You don't want to drink it. You know why? It's collected some particles that might be invisible to your
mm-hmm.
eye. It may have some algae. It may have some growth or something that you just didn't see, but
mm-hmm.
something's happening there. So when we think about that cistern, in order to give the cistern life, we must put something in it that's not
mm-hmm.
of it, but that's greater than it, to create life within that cistern.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to put a pump or something that will move the water. You know, I got a fountain.
Keep it in motion.
Yes. You see, I have a fountain in the back, right? And that fountain in the back, left to its own device, you know, one day it's all, I'd be so excited because I said, ooh, look at it, it's nice and clean. I cleaned it out. It's, look how clean it is, right? But left unto itself, what does it do?
It turns green, particles settle in the bottom of it, and then.
I mean, a whole nother world is going
yes,
up there. You know what I mean? Left
yes.
unto itself. So think about your energy. If you are left unto yourself,
mm-hmm.
what can you become?
You can become nothing.
Anything. Well, let me take it to this level.
Mm-hmm.
People need people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Remember when we were in South Africa?
Yes.
And we were riding on that bus?
Mm-hmm.
We were passing that, you remember there were two men. One was Mandela.
Mm-hmm.
The other one was a professor.
Mm-hmm.
You remember we were passing along and the professor had come. He was one of probably at that time one of the most brilliant men, but he was in prison
yes,
for his
yes,
his thinking.
Yes,
he
yes.
was in prison for the words that
right.
he was empowering other people with.
Right, with his words. Right.
Okay, there were people who empowered him that he was able to talk to, that
right.
he could begin to dialogue and muse
mm-hmm.
and, you know, continue to fill his what, cistern,
mm-hmm.
to stir it up, to
mm-hmm.
get it in motion, to
mm-hmm.
have it overflow, because that pump is going to push it out to overflow.
Mm-hmm.
And when it begins to overflow, it's actually moving and bringing life to that dead water.
Right, right.
Okay, because we've got water coming in. Remember we talked to the gentleman today
mm-hmm.
about those underground pumps, and
mm-hmm.
he said, well, you can put the water in, but you're going to need something to get the water out. Cause, so we need a pump. We need something that can give us life,
mm-hmm.
an energy, a life source. So when we think about that gentleman going back to our trip in South Africa, and
mm-hmm.
we're on the bus, and the lady is telling us about this professor, and I can't remember his name, who was also in prison during the same time
right.
that Mandela was at Robben's Island.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that was so interesting, it's like taking that pump out of the cistern,
mm-hmm.
okay, that all you have left is what's left in the life of the cistern.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, it can create its own life. It'll
mm-hmm.
start creating a whole new environment.
Right.
It doesn't have any movement. It's dead.
Mm-hmm.
What was the first thing? Do you remember the first thing they did to that professor?
They secluded him.
They put him in isolation.
Mm-hmm.
They pulled what? All the energy
mm-hmm.
from around him, the energy from other people, the
mm-hmm.
energy from a smile, the energy from being able to see eyes, bright eyes,
mm-hmm.
a smiling face look at you. That's energy.
Mm-hmm.
But they secluded him and put him in solitary
mm-hmm.
for 6 years. And actually, I guess within a couple of years, he had gone crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to his system?
It broke down. He lost it. There was no more movement, and it became something else that it wasn't before. Not the purpose that it was intended. It became something, but it was not the purpose that it
was right.
intended.
The energy was completely drained, and a
mm-hmm.
system left unto itself will deplete of its
mm-hmm.
power. And he was very powerful when he went in.
Mm-hmm.
But after being secluded, not being able to speak a word to
mm-hmm.
any other person, to tap into the energy of the mind of another person,
mm-hmm.
totally diminished and depleted his life.
Mm-hmm.
I think he died after 6 years.
Yes, he did.
Because he was in solitary and could no longer communicate. He couldn't see. He lost his sight because of the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And different things. So when we think about it, now that's taking it to the extreme example.
Yes, it is.
That we have totally removed our systems.
Mm-hmm.
We've totally created something altogether different.
Mm-hmm.
That's why these next two about energy empowerment and energy affirmation are so important to our lifeblood,
mm-hmm.
to the very life of who we are, because when we smile at each other, we are sharing that energy. We're sending those electric, you know, electrons through the airwaves, and they're touching bases here. So it brings us life. It's recharging each of us.
Mm-hmm.
The same way if we were to get angry and upset with each other, we would have to deal with a few things there,
right.
but we would both be depleted.
Mm-hmm.
You ever figured out why if you're married or in a relationship and you're just totally exhausted when you're angry with your spouse?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when those 2 or 3 days are over, if it takes you that long, you'd be like, oh, I've been waiting to exhale. Why? Because now we're totally exhausted because
mm-hmm.
of all of the what?
Energy.
It has drained, the power it has taken from our lives. So when we think about this third point of energy empowerment, it is so very necessary to have people in your life, circles of influence, places where you can be educated, places where you can be challenged, places where you can test your own limits
mm-hmm.
to empower your ability to be the very best that you can be. So it's like, again, going to the gas station, and you know what? You've moved out of that place of comfort.
Mm-hmm.
You're going into a new place now, but you're not sure if you really need all the octane. So you're going to stop, and you're going to get that 89 octane today,
because
you're feeling pretty good about yourself. You've gotten a little empowerment. You heard a word. You feel like you got just enough energy to take you to the next level, just enough energy to take you up the next mountain. And so when we think about that energy empowerment, it is challenging you to do your best. It increases your power. And that word challenge is so very necessary. Challenging really is just to get you to think about to cause you to what I call slice your thought. Mm-hmm. You got that? It's slicing the thought. And what I'm actually saying is that if I challenge you, I've just in the moment of your thought, I've sliced it. Not that I place doubt in you, but I've sliced the thought just to get you to say, wait a minute, could there be another way that I can think about this? Mm-hmm. You often hear people say, am I thinking too small?
Mm-hmm.
I need to think bigger. Why? Because now I'm challenging you to think bigger, to desire, to pursue,
mm-hmm.
to be more passionate about what you want in life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we call it energy empowerment, is that if we can get you off the couch, we can get you to thinking about what really matters, then we are achieving our goal.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so important to me that Woman Act Now, when we think about around our offices, we have these four words posted. And they are to bring energy into the lives of every person that we speak to. The first one is to strengthen,
mm-hmm.
then to encourage, to comfort, and to instruct. All of those are what we call energy. They're energy words. They're energy pills. They're things that cause us to help people to really be better than where they are today.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's to what? Strengthen. And when I think about that, if this conversation does not strengthen you, because I'm not interested, and we certainly aren't interested at Woman Act Now to wound you in any way. Our objective is if you walk away from a broadcast, you walk away from a phone call, you walk away from a coaching session, you walk away from this experience on this radio program, that in some way we have strengthened you. We have encouraged you, we have comforted you, and we have instructed you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really interesting piece because, you know, you might say, well, how might I be comforted? Well, if you're a person that knows that you are a person of high energy and you recognize that there are people around you that are sapping your energy, guess what? When you hear a message like this, you hear a program like this, then it should bring you comfort to let you know that you are not alone. You are absolutely right that you need to get rid of those kinds of relationships in your life. And you need to tap in or plug in to a source that can do what? Strengthen you, encourage you, instruct you so that you could be so much better. So when you think about these words, what you hear at Woman Act Now, that's our job. We want to be that kind of energy source that you can come to, that we're consistent every time, is that you're going to get the same thing. You're going to be strengthened. You're going to be encouraged. You're going to be comforted, and comforted in some ways where you might experience loss. You might have experienced the loss of a job, a loss of a child, a loss of a mate in your life, loss of finances, whatever the case may be. Can we share something with you that can still strengthen you, encourage you, comfort, and instruct you? That's the energy pills that we want to deliver every time, not sometime, but every time.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a part of this whole energy empowerment, and I would challenge you today to say, who in your life is bringing that energy into your life to tell you, yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
This is not impossible. Hey, what about this? Have you thought of six different ways you could possibly do that? And who knows, you might even find a genius idea in your thought process.
Mm-hmm.
That's pouring into you. So when you become so empowered with whether it's solutions, whether it's love, whether it's relationships, guess what? You have enough to overflow.
Mm-hmm.
You yourself now become the pump that keeps that cistern alive. You're not waiting for something on the outside to really pour into you, but you start to pump up from the inside out. So that when you get to this next one, which is energy affirmation, you need to now address the pump that's on the inside of you that will eventually grow tired, that you need to have recharged.
Mm-hmm.
You can only do so much, you know, when you get all this stuff, but then you've got to go, what do? To go and plug into your source of life. You know, anything that comes out of something must remain in it to stay alive.
Mm-hmm.
Let me break it down a little bit better for you. Okay? If you have a seed must be planted in the ground in order to remain alive. Now, it comes from a tree, but it's the fruit of the tree, and the fruit must now become seed. Once the seed, in order for the seed to produce, it must go back into the thing in which it came out of, which was dirt. Guess what? If you can take some seeds, as long as they're in that little bag at the grocery store, at the feed market, they are unproductive. They won't bring life, and they won't become what they were to become until they're what? Planted into the ground. No matter how great a flower looks, how great a dozen roses looks on your counter, it's eventually going to die because it has been cut off from its source.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if a tree is to remain alive, it must stay connected to the root.
Mm-hmm.
If it's fruit from a tree, it must be replanted into what it came out of, which is dirt, in order to reproduce. So now think about that when you think about your energy and who you are. When you think about the energy of your life, when we die, there's one energy source that everybody looks for to determine if this system is finished. Do you know what that is?
That everybody looks for to determine.
No matter whether you're a medical technician or you're a parent or it's a loved one, but we look for one thing to make a decision, if that system is still alive.
Oh, if the heart is still gone.
No.
Is the brain wave?
No. What's it called?
To look if the system is still alive?
If that system is still functioning, what do we have to find? The brain can be dead.
Oh, a pulse.
But what does that translate into?
That translates to me. I thought it translated into your heart because it's connected to your heart.
But your heart can't beat without what?
A pulse.
No. The pulse is the evidence that the heart is beating. But the heart cannot beat without what?
Energy.
Without what?
The heart.
Breath.
Huh?
Breath.
Now I'm lost.
You are lost. And for those who are listening to me, you probably are lost too, because the heart can't beat without oxygen. And oxygen is translated to breath.
What you mean? Then how is it working on the inside?
Because you're breathing. If you stop breathing, nothing's working. Because your energy
That's
source.
Right. That's
are
right.
Are you getting it? So what is your energy source? Who blew the breath of life into you that you might become a living soul?
Wow. Are you asking me the question?
I know you know the answer. So are you making the connection?
Yeah.
So in order to remain alive,
mm-hmm.
you must stay connected to your source.
Wow.
If you want to be the very best that you can be to live at the fullest possible potential of the energy, the breath of life is your energy. That is within you, you must know your source. If that energy starts to deplete, where will you find, and it's not breathing, it's not, you got to go back to the source.
Mm-hmm.
The source is not just your breath of life, but the source is God who
mm-hmm.
gave you the breath of life.
Mm-hmm.
And if he gave you the breath of life, then he knows all things about life.
Mm-hmm.
Those things that are living and alive. And when we say we don't have the energy, we don't feel alive. We don't feel as free and with movement and breath of life. You know, when people say I'm tired, first thing they do, I'm tired. What's happening? Because now I'm depleted of what? Life and energy. So now I'm going to take it to that level because I'm going to tell you my source of energy is God. How are you able to do the things you do, Coach Anna? To have the energy, to do a number of different things. People say, are you always like that? Well, that's the energy. That's the entheos, the God within me that keeps resupplying the energy I need to be creative, to be productive, to be passionate, to be loving, to be relational, to have these, you know, when you think about, girl, you are all around all those people all the time. How do you find the energy? Well, I know that when I am around those people, it's not my energy I have to depend on because I'm connected to what? My source. Mm-hmm. Some people call it the anointing. Some people call it, you were in the zone. You were really on it today. Mm-hmm. But you have to be connected to your source because if you're not connected to the source, you will be depleted mm-hmm. in your own power, mm-hmm. in your own energy, not by my power nor by my might, but by his what?
Spirit.
His energy that is keeping me alive, that is keeping me alive in that circumstance, in that moment, giving me breath of life, breath of thought,
mm-hmm.
an awareness, a consciousness. I'm awake. You know, first thing that goes when you get depleted of oxygen, translated to breath, okay?
Right.
You needed to do what we say to breathe, but ultimately, if you cut off your oxygen,
mm-hmm.
first thing's gone. You're going to start, yawning,
mm-hmm.
you get tired, and eventually you will go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And without breath, without oxygen, without air, you will eventually die. It's interesting when you have people who are ill from any situation, young or old, are in a tragic situation, they're on life support.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? They plug them into something
to keep them
what? Alive.
Mm-hmm.
To give them what? Energy. They're not functioning, but they've kept them what?
Alive.
So you must stay connected to your source to remain alive. Because as soon as they pull or unplug you, you only have a very short period of time to stay alive. You're listening to Coach Anna McCoy and Shauna Stallworth on Woman Act Now Radio. I want to open up the lines now to invite our listeners to the call, and I think that's one of our favorite listeners, Miss Juanita. Is that you?
Yes, Coach, it's me.
All right, I see you got your hand on. Your hand up. Sounds like you want to weigh in on this energy. What kind of energy do you have today?
I have energy affirmation, and I have energy empowerment.
Woo! Look at her. She's all ahead of us. We hadn't even gotten to, well, that is energy affirmation, is being able to connect to your source,
mm-hmm.
not just to have great people around you.
Mm-hmm.
Your affirmation comes from within because you need to have something in you,
mm-hmm.
not of you, but yet greater than you.
Yes.
That is where energy affirmation comes. It confirms your reality for who you were created to be.
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead, Juanita.
Yes, well, basically, I just wanted to just comment on the energy affirmation, you know, about we need to have that breath, that energy and that oxygen. If we don't, we will just completely die. And we really have to be able to tap into the breath that God has placed in us. You know, even when that time is coming when you feel like you're exhausted, you're getting drained, you know, you have to be able to tap into that energy, you know, for you to remain in that moment. And also I wanted to comment on the energy empowerment. That's very key too. You know, people need people. And you have to have those people, those key people around you, you know, to strengthen you, to encourage you, to comfort you, and to construct you. You know, I can give you a personal testimony of this week here. I mean, Monday I was just fine. I was on high. Then come around Tuesday and Wednesday, I went to feeling drained, you know, going through this little process or whatever that I'm going through for us with this real estate. So I called Harlow. So I got exhausted. You know, I just got exhausted. I said, I have lost patience. I don't want to do it, you know. And Harlow just really encouraged me, you know. She was just like, you know, Juanita, this is a time God is really dealing with you with patience, your character. And then not only that, you're learning just as well. You're learning in the process and that. And what you're getting from the process, you know, that's priceless. You can't really take that back. So
yeah.
I was just really just thankful because I needed to tap into somebody quick.
Well, what's interesting about that is you made a great decision and you tapped in. But what I also heard is being able to, because when you think about that circle, it's a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
It really is a pattern of a cycle that occurs in our life. When you look at energy draining, we have to ask the question, what's in my life that's draining my energy? That's really the first clue, okay, that something's going on. When you start saying the words that, you know what, I don't have the patience for this, I'm tired, I'm exhausted, I don't want to do this anymore, I am sick and tired of this, you know what, something's going to have to change here. Really, those are the clues and the triggers that something's draining you right now. It's just like if you had an electrical problem in your in the box, you know, where all of the your power amps are. You know, you start isolating the issues. You would say, well, is it this? Nope. Let me plug this one up. Nope. Let me plug that one up. Nope. That one's working. You know how you'll go out, is that on? Is that on? Is that on? Is that on? Because what you're starting to do is evaluate quickly. What's so powerful about recognizing your energy and tapping into your energy and being so aware of it is the fact that you can catch it quickly so that you're not totally depleted.
Mm-hmm.
And see, every one of us are in these four categories somewhere. It's a cycle that we go through. It's what appears to look like, you know, where we have cycles of success. There are hills and valleys. And, you know, we use all this energy to climb that hill, but coming down, it's a little bit easier. But what happens, eventually you get to the other side, and guess what? It's a dip. In that dip, right in that space, in that little gap, the little dip, is where we become totally depleted because the momentum of coming over that successful point, that successful activity, that successful event, or that relationship, something you plan, that goal, that milestone, when you come off that momentum, you're in a valley.
Mm-hmm.
And in the valley, we start to, wait a minute, oh my God, we want to celebrate, but we're celebrating on the ride down. Do you see what I'm saying? If you're getting that, we actually coming off the roller coaster. You know how you chugging along, it takes so much energy on that roller coaster, you can feel it, you're chugging. As soon as you come across, you take that breath because you know what's about to happen. You get to screaming, you're raising your hands up, and you're moving at such a velocity. I mean, it's unstoppable. And all of a sudden, you come down, and then they go to another hill, and you start to chug-a-lug. And you know what? Those things that you're experiencing that you just talked about, Juanita, has to do with that space, little space of patience, that little space of, can I do this one more time? Am I really called to this? That's where all the questions start to come. I'm here to see you. Go ahead and... It's still there. It still remains. And I know we probably just got cut off for a second, but what I was saying is that ultimately when you're coming down that side of the hill, the opportunity is still there. You just have to choose to say, I'm going to muster up the energy to go up this next hill, to take this next battle, because that's what life is. It's about hills and valleys. But what's making us different at Woman Act Now is that we are becoming conscious of the triggers that are going to sap our energy, that takes our power. No longer will we allow people to take our power. We will choose to give power. We will choose to overflow in the lives of other people. We will choose who we allow to plug into our source. And I love the fact that Juanita talked about being able to call another WAN member and say, hey, I need somebody I can plug into right now. This isn't making sense. I'm really, Juanita, what you're saying is that this is wait a minute, something's draining my power. Let me see. Is it this one? Is it patience? Is it the fact that I don't want to deal with this again? You're going through the systems to say, wait a minute. And then ultimately she tells you, you know what? This is going to be a great lesson for you. We found the issue, Juanita. Just be patient. We identified your issue where your energy is starting to get challenged here. So just be patient. Once you can find that out, guess what? Now you can move on to that next mountain. You can actually ride the wave because you're really on that side of this. So no need in trying to back up. It's like, you know, you ever try to run up an escalator? I mean, when you run back down an escalator when you're going up? You can do it, but you're going to be scared. You're going to be saying, why am I doing this? Lord, don't let me fall. Don't let me trip.
Right, because it's in motion.
God forbid somebody's watching me because I'm going to be embarrassed. This is taking way too much energy. When I thought, you turned around. I did this recently. Got on the escalator because I had only gone up two or three steps. I figured, I got this.
Mm-hmm.
It took a lot more energy to what? Get off that going up rather than, I didn't want to go all the way up and have to come back all the way around and come, so I turned around and tried to run down the escalator. I made it after a little while, but I used a lot of energy doing it. And so when you think about it, you've expended a lot of energy
mm-hmm.
on this project you're working on. So just what? Remain patient
mm-hmm.
so that you can experience the reward, because you can't jump off that track in midstream, even though you're chugging along.
Mm-hmm.
And so get ready, because when the celebration occurs, this is what amazes me. When that opportunity comes to celebrate, you forgotten all about the pain you had to go through, all about the energy you had to expend,
mm-hmm.
the nights you were up late, the mornings you were up early, the arguments
mm-hmm.
you had. When the reward presents itself, you're like, oh, that was easy.
Mm-hmm.
That was easy.
And you're ready for the next experience.
That's right. So you're listening to Coach Anna and Shauna Stallworth. You can go ahead and open up the lines and let me just see if Juanita has a final comment. Hello, Juanita.
Yeah, Coach. I wanted to say when you mentioned, you know, when you're coming down off that hill, it makes you want, it makes you question, because that's what I did. I just went to, I really went to question myself. Do I really want to be a wholesaler investor? I mean, is this my I'm with the calculating my time, my energy, you know, just I just want to calculate everything. Is it worth it? You know what I'm saying? What, you know, and that's what I did when I came off that hill, and I felt like I didn't put too much energy, too much time into this. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
is
you
it,
were trying to determine
it,
if you wanted
it, you know,
and
one of the things Carla said, you know, just pay attention to the end result. You know, pay attention to the end result, because, I mean, that's going to be a celebration. And once you get the celebration, then you'll be like, you know what, it was worth it.
Yeah, and it just wasn't that bad. But this might, what's so amazing about it is this deal might be the hardest deal you will ever have to do.
Mm-hmm.
But most people quit before they win. Because
mm-hmm.
they're
I was informed that I was going to go through at one point of time, but I didn't expect it on the first round, on the first deal, you know, so I think that's what got me, you know, but
here's
I'm thankful
question.
That I went through it, and now when the second one comes, I could calculate more better, I could really analyze it more better, I could, you know how to maneuver through it, you know.
Well, you're much smarter now, so I think that's awesome. So all you at this point is making a decision, will you stick with it or will you quit?
I'm going to stick with it.
All right, then.
Good
That's
for
what
you.
We want to know.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much for joining us, Juanita. And we're going to wrap up our call today. Again, we've been talking about the energy to achieve. And so if you like this program, Woman Act Now Radio on Blog Talk Radio, we encourage you to mark it as a favorite and share it with your friends. You can follow us on Facebook or on Twitter, Woman Act Now or Anna McCoy. Either of those, if you're using a mobile device, you can listen to us on your mobile device going to blogtalkradio.com/one-act-now and bookmark it on your mobile device, and you can actually just play the archives. You'll get the whole list. You can listen in to the live program. It also tells you when the program's coming up, a countdown, as well as allowing you to call in directly from your phone. It has all the call-in information there as well. We also want to encourage you to join Woman Act Now. Every woman deserves a coach. And you know what? Our mission and our goal is to provide affordable coaching to every woman around the world. And you know what? Get on board, because we're making it happen right here at Woman Act Now. So we're looking for chapter leaders in 2011 to help us to continue to expand our mission of bringing affordable coaching to every woman. We're looking for women who are interested in becoming coaches to help us to begin to expand our opportunities in 2011. So we want to encourage you to access it. You can get on board on your mobile connection. You will get band word of the day. Today's word of the day is 5 closers to say no. Basically, they're closers want you to learn how to close in saying no. The first one is five ways basically to say no.
Mm-hmm.
Number one is no. Just say no. N-O. No. Practice it with me.
No.
Okay? You got to learn just to say what?
No.
That is the WAN word of the day. Number two, you say, I have a prior commitment. Say it with me.
I have a prior commitment.
Number three, because some of you know, I can't recall how many of these coaching sessions. I don't know how to tell people no. We're teaching you how to do that today, because this is the way you do it. You ask me to do something.
Coach, can you please make certain that that file connects before you leave?
No. You see what I'm saying? Just that easy. You're going to come back to me. This is how you close and you do this. I have different.
Okay,
you
so
say,
when can you do it?
I have a prior commitment. See, that's close for two. Okay.
So, well, will you be able to do it Friday or?
I can't do it. That's number three. I can't do it. You see, I'm slow walking a girl.
And so how do you propose to get it done?
Oh, I won't do it.
Okay.
Are you following me? That's number four.
So how can I help you?
You do it. Hey, bam. There you go, ladies. Look at that. I back your way. That's slow walker. She was like, oh, okay, now let me go find a solution. Coming to me for a solution? I ain't got time to do that. I got some things I need to do that matter most. Okay, see, most times people come to you because they don't want to do the research, take care of things, and they think that if they just come to you, it can get done so much faster, and that's true. But the issue is most of those people become a fraction to your ability to do what you need. You have to learn how to cut.
No.
So number two is have a prior commitment. Number three, I can't do it. Number four, I won't do it. And number five, you do it. So you need to follow the WAN word of the day because you're going to get a little stuff like that, stuff you can own so that you can own the result. So this is Coach Anna McCoy and Shauna Stallworth just wishing you an incredible day for you to go forward, make it happen, use your energy in the best possible way so that you can be the very best that you can be. So have a great day, and we'll talk to you real, real soon. BGW commercial, please. It's at the top. All right, have a great day. Bye-bye now.
You know you need to get control of your finances, but like many people, you probably don't know where to start. That's why Anna McCoy and her husband Richmond have created a plan of action they call Building Generational Wealth. This easy-to-follow workbook contains step-by-step instructions that will enable you to understand and act to secure your financial future. You'll learn how to determine your net worth, reduce debt, manage your money, and even plan for retirement. Seize your financial future today. To order, simply visit AnnaMcCoy.com.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Real McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Real